folk rockers Casey and Clayton from their very neo Summer of Love sounding album, The Siren Song, produced by one Jeff Tweedy with The Light of Day. Richard Thompson, of course, song about a motorcycle and a red-haired girl. Good Old War Near Death Cab for Cutie. A little bit of summer music from War, and we started out with Tommy Emmanuel featuring Amanda Shires on the fiddle and vocal, covering Madonna's Borderline. That could be my new favorite song. I don't know. It's Morning Line on KMBA. It is 8:33. Danny Preston here. Frank Scheifele around here somewhere, pushing lots of buttons and taking lots of pictures, because we have a lot of fun coming up next. Stay tuned. On the way, the Moxie Strings.
When you file online for your 2018 permanent fund dividend, every Alaskan can support KNBA through PIC Click Give. With just one click, you can donate a portion of your PFD and help us make a difference. KNBA serves our community with great music, news, and Native cultural programming year-round. We hope you choose to support KNBA and Alaska's Native voice when you PIC Click Give for causes you care about. Kriana.
News programming on KNBA is sponsored by BP Alaska, fueling Alaska's future.
Beaded medallions are a popular choice of adornment in Native America. They're so popular, they transcend tribal boundaries and can be seen at powwows and even informal gatherings from Canada to the Southwest. On the next Native America Calling, we'll talk about how these beautifully beaded works of art became so ubiquitous.
Native America Calling is heard weekday mornings at 9 on KMBA, Alaska's Native Voice.
It is the Morning Line program on 90.3 KMBA. Happy Friday, 8:34. Ladies and gentlemen, the Moxie Strings. tuned to 90.3 KNBA, and Moxie Strings joins us live in the studio. Let's get some introductions in here. We have Allison on the cello. Allison Lynn, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Thanks for tuning in, for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
And on the fiddle, we've got, is it Ladio, Diana Ladio?
You got it.
Hi, good morning to you.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Thanks for coming in. It's nice and bright and early. Fritz on the percussion over there. We didn't know if he was going to make it or not because of the airport situation in Atlanta, but apparently things came through okay. So business first, Discovery Theater tonight, 7:30, Moxie Strings in concert. And if I'm reading Center Tick's page correctly, they're like, 18 tickets left.
Okay.
So
get them now.
So,
get them now.
If you want to go, centertix.net, I'd get on it pretty quick here. So we've had a friend of yours, Allison, Tristan Claridge, had a big stand-up bass that he's standing from Crooked Still, standing where you are, and his bass was so big that it smacked the monitor studio up above your head. So this is so much. You've got an electric cello that's not much bigger than an electric guitar, and I think all the years we've done live music in here, I don't remember having an electric cello in here. Why electric?
Well, it's a lot easier to travel with, that's for sure. This I travel in with my electric cello in a golf flight case, so golf clubs, so it can just go right under the plane. I don't have to buy it an extra ticket for a seat next to me. But we just, our sound changed to the point that I wanted to play out a lot more effects pedals, and it just became easier to go electric.
Who wants to talk about the history of the bio of the band?
The
give
bio.
A shot.
Sure, I will be the historian, the Moxie historian. Sure. We're proud to say Allie and I over on the cello. She and I have been playing music for almost 12 years together, which doesn't feel possible. And we jokingly say that we kind of became best friends and bandmates the day that we met. But we started playing music with Fritz. What do we say, 7 or 8 years
yeah.
ago now?
Yeah, going on that.
Yeah, and Fritz and I met at the music school at the University of Michigan, and Allie and I met teaching at a music camp. And we all have classical backgrounds, so we all went and got performance degrees in college, but we're all very lucky that somewhere in that path we're introduced to the idea that there was a lot more than classical music that could be played on our instruments. And it was that idea that we all kind of took and ran with in different ways. And Allie and I were lucky to meet each other right around a time when we knew we were hungry to try something different. And it was fun to have a musical partner to kind of go on that journey with. So what you're hearing now is literally just a product of our exploration and loving lots of different sounds and lots of different genres and believing that we could kind of make whatever sounds we wanted to on our instruments.
Now, are you still playing with the band The Elders?
That's right, yeah.
As well?
Yeah, this is our last year, I'm sorry to say, but it will, yes, I do, and they're wonderful people.
So you get a chance to branch out a little bit and do a little bit of a different sound with Allison, too. How does, we're going to pigeonhole you and categorize you because that's what we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Rather than
qualify,
we have to quantify, we have to be able to put a number on. So, genre. What did I read? Celtic Americana or Gaelic Americana? All right, what's the music?
Yeah, that's good. Well, we definitely started 12 years ago with more of an Irish flair, and we played a lot of Celtic tunes. But over the 12 years, we started writing a lot more, and our sound absolutely transitioned. So we go for contemporary strings because we play several different genres, and we can throw on effects pedals. We can go back to our Irish roots. We can play metal. We can play bluegrass, Americana, we kind of try to hit it all.
You do metal, huh?
Well, that's what I want to play.
She's okay. Allie's being very polite to us and has not kicked on the distortion pedal yet for you this morning, but you know, we'll feel that one out.
That'll wake you up.
Yeah.
It's okay. Well, there's this one, what's their name, Sessions Quartet? I forget the name of the band, something Quartet that does great metal. They cover like Soundgarden's Black Hole Sun as a string quartet. It's a very nice stuff. So, I would certainly encourage you to pursue that. Let's can we jump right into another song?
Sure. Absolutely, yeah.
Great. Moxie Strings right here on 90.3 KMBA. It's 8:43. Thank you. Dixie Strings live in the studio with us this morning. That, you know, that started out as a jig and then got a little, you were thinking about metal there for, yeah.
I was channeling my inner metalhead.
Okay, I could hear that. I was waiting for Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Oh, it's been done.
Yeah. It's been done, okay. Watch out, I'll ask if you're lying on here to go. Okay, no, I won't do that. It's 8:48. Moxie Strings are joining us this morning. Allison, Diana, and Fritz. Now, I don't know if Fritz is, but you guys are both music teachers, right? Is everybody?
Yeah, I'd say we're all teachers. Yeah, the majority of the workshops that we teach in schools is Allie and I, and then Fritz will join us and make it a big culminating concert with the students. But yeah, teaching was a quick step that we took. Very shortly after the band formed, we realized, especially having transitioned from the classical world, that it could be such a transformative part of a journey in life that it really became important for us to be able to help students appreciate how much is available to them. And again, for the three of us, we just needed to have this idea that there was more out there, and we took it and ran with it. So we are hoping to be the people to be able to plant that seed for students, as many as we possibly can.
What is it? Does the teaching element? Does that? Fulfill a need for self and a need for contributing to society, or does it pay the bills, or a combination of the above?
It's a healthy combo, but it's something that Diana and I have always been extremely passionate about. We're both products of public school orchestras and going through the whole program. So to go in and work with students that have the same background as us or the same past, it's very, very inspirational for us, and we hope that we're inspiring them to just kind of see what else is out there, and we just show them a different thing that they can do with their string instruments versus maybe just playing orchestra when they get older. But we just kind of like to show them something different.
Well, speaking with the experience of a young student, I mean, how big a deal is mentorship?
Oh, huge.
Examples are everything, you know, and we love being the illustration of what's possible. And we, whether we're working with musicians or not, our message is often that our careers were not laid out before us in a nice little package. It wasn't an option that we, you know, were received on a career test to travel the world with your couple of best friends, meeting great people, eating great food, and here we are in Alaska, teaching music and playing music. It wasn't an option that was necessarily fed to us. It was something that we had to be very true to ourselves and our musical hearts to be able to figure out. And I'm glad you brought up the fulfillment piece, because it's big. And we love connecting with audiences on stage, but to feel like we can celebrate the lives that we have in such a way that we really believe that to be able to offer that to young people, it adds a dimension that I think offers us all a purpose that maybe just performing on stage would struggle to get quite as close to. Yeah.
I mean, I hate to get so existentialist, wacky.
Oh no, please about do.
About the
we're all about it.
Meaning of life, but it seems so. You know, it seems so huge.
Oh, it absolutely is. And like Diana said, we were proactive about finding our musical path and our career, and we just like being the role models for new students to just do the same thing, whether it's music or something completely different. We just like to show them that creative aspect and show them that really they can do anything they want to. So,
while we're on that topic too, I'd love to mention, you'd appreciate this, Danny. We just started a campaign in the last couple of months, and this is the first you'll hear about it live on air, because we're releasing it at the end of the month or the beginning of next month. But we're calling it the Mox Project, and we realized very quickly that we were working with students who went to schools that could afford to have clinicians in, and they benefited greatly from our ideas, but that there were probably whole orchestras of students in schools that maybe didn't have the excess funds or the budget to have the luxury of guest artists. So we started a campaign to start raising money, and we donated our first clinic in our home state in Flint, Michigan, where they've dealt with the Flint water crisis.
Oh, yeah.
You may have heard about that. So, and it was beautiful and a very amazing experience for Allie and I as well, and I think it left an impact. So we have our next clinic scheduled in Detroit, Michigan, and we're hoping to take this fully idea of donating our clinics in total by our own fundraising dollars as far as we possibly can. So,
bless your hearts. That's awesome.
Thanks.
So first, I guess I want to let folks know that we're streaming this live right now on the KNBA 90.3 FM Facebook page. But while we're talking about all things Facebook, I gotta ask a question, because on y'all's Facebook page. I don't know who does your Facebook stuff, but I love this. It's posted, some weeks you just wake up and think, let's go to Alaska.
That's Diana. She is our social media guru and comes up with the best phrases we can possibly imagine.
Well, I think that's a hell of a good idea. Let's go to Alaska. So,
and we couldn't be happier
to
be here.
We keep waking up every morning that we're here and going, are we in Alaska?
Has anybody ever been here before?
No.
Okay, groovy.
All first-timers.
Been out to do some cool stuff?
We have lists and lists on our phone from the wonderful people of Anchorage that have given us so many suggestions we don't even know what to do with. So
we do plan to have seafood for every meal.
Yes.
Yep, we have plans to head out to Flat Top this afternoon. And we've gotten, some amazing restaurant suggestions. And we're very proud as a band to be able to immerse ourselves in a culture wherever we go. So we're eager to do that here.
We are honored to have the Moxie Strings live in the studio here on 90.3 KMBA. Happy Friday. What a great way to end the week. Yippee skippy. Good stuff. 8:53, Moxie Strings Discovery Theater at the PAC tonight, 7:30, centertix.net. And thanks to our pals Laura and everybody at the Anchorage and Jason at the Anchorage Concert Association for steering the Moxie Strings our way and for bringing them to Anchorage too. Anyway, centertix.net. Last time I did check a few minutes ago, there were like 18 tickets left. So if you want to hear these wonderful young people, tremendous, tremendous opportunity. Now let me shut up. So we've got just 5 minutes, and I would love to. Would you do one more?
Oh, we'd love to.
Okay.
Yeah, well, why don't we leave you with our gratitude tune? We'll slow it down here to have help everybody start their morning, but we're incredibly grateful to be here in Alaska, and everyone's been so kind to us so far, so I hope you enjoy it. We left this one untitled. Thank you.
You're tuned to 90.3 KMBA. It's the Moxie Strings. And thanks to Irvins and Vicki and everybody tuned in on the KMBA Facebook page and watching these great folks perform live. 7:30 tonight, Discovery Theater. Sorry to rush. Thank you for the extra song, Allison, Diana, and Fritz. Welcome to Anchorage and enjoy your stay in Malcolm Dent tonight, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Coming up next, National Native News, followed by Native America Calling. Till Monday, have yourself a great weekend. Be safe and hug the kids.
Seeing Ladysmith Black Mambazo live is an amazing, uplifting experience that has touched audiences worldwide. For more than 50 years, the voices of Ladysmith Black Mambazo have joined together to spread a message of peace. Witness legendary vocal group Ladysmith Black Mambazo, Saturday, January 20th in the Atwood Concert Hall. Presented by the Anchorage Concert Association, tickets are available at CenterTix and AnchorageConcerts.org.